There was quite a media frenzy around the announcement by Washington Wizards center Jason Collins that, quote, "I'm black and I'm gay." An insightful analysis of one component of this coverage appeared in the pages of Religion Dispatches magazine, and I'm so glad it did. Why Jason Collins' faith is ignored and Tebow's isn't was written by T.F. Charlton, and I am delighted to welcome her now to State of Belief Radio. T.F., welcome to our show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to discuss this.
Good. Me too. There's a lot to digest in your very articulate column, but I'm going to ask if you've got a short answer for the question that's the headline of the piece. So why was Jason Collins' faith ignored when Tim Tebow's is the thing most people know about him?
Right. Well, the answer that I give in the piece boils down to maybe three or four soundbite answers. One is race, both in the sense of racism and the lower profile of black athletes in the media in general on certain issues, and also ignorance of black culture and black religiosity. The other is that black Christianity often isn't politicized in the same way that white evangelical Christianity that Tebow exemplifies is politicized, and we have a media that's very attuned to culture wars, and Collins' faith really doesn't fit within that framework. And finally, of course, related to that, he's presenting himself as a gay Christian, which again doesn't really make sense in our media culture, where you can either be gay or you can be Christian. There's not really room to be both.
You know, I understand all three of those answers, and I wonder if there is one other, and you'll know this better than I, but in the statement that he made, I saw pervasive honesty and humility. He wasn't kneeling in an end zone. He wasn't genuflecting as he ran down the court. It was just an honest statement about, I want you to know who I am. And that's not as exciting in the media as all of these other kind of gymnastic signs that are supposed to be religious.
Right. And that's something I also kind of touch on in my piece, that Tebow's faith is very performative. It's very theatrical. It's made for a particular kind of media climate. And Collins' faith is really not as friendly to this sort of flashy media self-presentation that people are used to, both in athletics and in discussions of religion, yeah, and Christianity in particular. I agree. His statement was very matter-of-fact, sort of, this is who I am, and not in your face in the way that many people feel that Tebow's is.
Tiff, I wonder about your thought. How important was it for Collins to come out in the way he did, including his mention of values and faith, even if it got pretty much ignored? Was it important that he do that?
Well, I can only speak to my reading of his statement. To me, it seemed fairly clear that situating his sexuality and his identity more broadly in the context of his faith and in the context of his family life was very important to him. He talks a lot about his, coming out to his aunt, about his grandmother, about coming out to his brother, and they're all Christians too, at least that seemed strongly implied by the piece, that this is a shared family faith. And I think, to me, it read as though that was a really important part of what he wanted to say, that he didn't want to be chopped up into little bits and presented just as a gay man, that he's a gay black athlete in this, close-knit Christian black family, and he wants to be seen as that whole picture. There was a really striking line. There was a very striking line where he said, I should be able to come out on my own terms. I shouldn't have TMZ do it for me. So I think it was very much about taking control of his own story and presenting himself in the way that he wants to be seen.
Yeah, which is also a good model, I think, for others to see. Why do you think it's that there's this utter disconnect between something that plays into progressive values, like coming out as gay or working for inclusion or school anti-bullying programs or any number of issues and religious faith, because it's going to be only the conservatives that are portrayed as acting on their religious convictions. What's going on there?
I think one thing is that progressive movements, the most visible progressive movements, tend to shy away from religious motivations for their activism or for their ideology, perhaps because the opposition, for lack of a better word, is so vociferously religious that it might seem like something that progressives want to position themselves against. You know, I personally am no longer religious in a traditional way, but I grew up very religious. And the reason I'm a progressive today is because of what I grew up learning about Jesus, even though I grew up in conservative communities. So I think there's actually a lot of power in articulating religious and spiritual motives for progressive values, but a lot of progressives seem to be very wary of that at best, and often very prejudiced against against even progressive religious people, which I think is a mistake. And I think also the other piece of it is that much as is the case in general with progressive politics versus conservative politics, progressive Christians and other progressive religious people tend, in my perception at least, to not be as on top of messaging and being, you know, out there in the way that conservative Christians often are. Conservative Christians are actually fairly organized and more media savvy than I think the left often gives them credit for. And a lot of the left is very disorganized in that respect. So I think there needs to be a lot more organizing around.
That's a great point.
You describe how you observe the overt faith of pro athletes as only seeming to serve a cultural purpose when those athletes are white. Expand on that narrative, if you will, because I'm interested in that.
One of the examples that I offered was the quarterback for the Redskins, Robert Griffin III, who is actually also a fairly conservative Christian and a much more successful quarterback, at least in the past season, than Tim Tebow, but hasn't gotten the same kind of attention as Tim Tebow has for his faith. And I think a big reason for that is just that our media in general is very centered on whiteness and white people. We don't see many faces of color in our media, much less who's producing our media is actually even less diverse than who we see on screen or who we read about in the paper. So I think Tebow is just more palatable for that kind of media culture. He's an all-American guy, and all-American often, all too often, means white.
Well, I think I understand what you're saying. It occurs to me that that Griffin, however, has probably come closer to the Tebow-like image than anyone else I know, though. His label is as a great football player, not necessarily as a great religious person.
Right. And he also is fairly flashy with his faith, which actually makes it even more interesting that he doesn't have the same profile as a Christian that Tebow does, because he also engages in these theatrics in the end zone, you know, when he makes a big play. So it's pretty interesting that he doesn't have the same profile as Tebow, despite in many ways being a very similar kind of Christian to Tebow.
Tiff, I don't want to go far abroad here, but do you see this same principle playing out with other public figures beyond professional sports? Do you see it in entertainment, for example?
One place where I see it, and this might be a little bit of a niche example, but I do a lot of feminist writing, so a lot of the people that I have in mind are public feminists. I've noticed it in which celebrities in Hollywood are high-profile feminist women. So Tina Fey and Amy Poehler and Ashley Judd are fairly high-profile celebrity feminists. But black actresses and Latina actresses like Kerry Washington or Eva Longoria, who are often even much more explicit about their feminist motivations in their work and in their activism than a lot of white actresses, don't have the same profile among feminists as some feminist white actresses do.
Mm-hmm. When you wrote this article on Jason Collins coming out and his faith being ignored, what inside of you was driving that? What made you want to write this piece? What did you want people to know from what you wrote that they might not think of otherwise?
One of the motivations was just the meme that was going around comparing Tebow and Collins, claiming that Tebow was being persecuted for being an open Christian, whereas Collins was being celebrated for being an openly gay man, which both erased Collins' Christianity and also, I felt, minimized the bravery it took for him to make this statement. I'm also a queer person. I'm bisexual. So it was, as a bisexual woman of color, it was important to me that the step that Collins was taking to step out into the mm-hmm. light and say, this is who I am, and I want to be accepted for the full person that I am, really resonated with me. A lot of what he said very much resonated with me. And I come from a somewhat similar family background as well. My family is also very religious. We're Nigerian Americans, so our cultural context is a little bit different. But I also really related to what he was saying about how important his family was to his identity and his culture and his history. And I really didn't see that being fully acknowledged in response to his statement. And I wanted to write something that would bring both his faith and his culture and his values back into the center of the discussion.
Well, you sure did that, and you made, at least to me, and I'm sure a lot of other people as well, think seriously about the themes that you wrote about and also about the implication of those themes in our society. T.F. Charlton is the founder editor of Are Women Human?, a space for queer feminist and critical race analysis of religion, media, and pop culture. Her article, Why Jason Collins' Faith is Ignored and Tebow's Isn't, appears at religiondispatches.org. I encourage you to go look it up and read it for yourself. TF, I really do appreciate you taking the time to be with us today on State of Belief Radio, and I hope we can hear from you again.
Thank you so much for having me, Walton. It was a pleasure.